This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, you know, when you go on vacation, I really hope you take time to just have a mental vacation as well. And I know sometimes with kids that can be kind of difficult. You know, my first goal when I took time off last week was to visit my uncle, who I hadn't seen in 2 years. He's 92 years old. He's doing really well, except for some of the obvious things that you deal with when you get to be 92 years old. But visiting my uncle meant a long drive to the eastern end of the beginning of I-10 in Jacksonville. Then you turn a little bit south and you go to St. Augustine, Florida. I really love being in my car, so I enjoyed the drive. And that included two gas, bathroom, and snack stops at two different Buc-ee's along the way, the one in Mississippi and the one in Alabama. And the best part about going to Buc-ee's is people watching. You know, the patrons at Buc-ee's range from those who drive in a Jag or those who drive up with four kids in a four-door vehicle with the windows rolled down, possibly indicating the AC's not working in 90-plus degree temperatures. So a wide range of people there. Inside the monstrosity of a store, the AC is blowing. It's really frigid cold in there. And everyone who works at Buc-ee's seems to be having the best day of their damn lives. They are in such a good mood. I can imagine how difficult it is for parents to navigate through this wonderland of merchandise, constantly telling their kids, no, you can't get that, because there's a lot of stuff to attract the attention of kids and adults. But let's be honest. Buc-ee's serves fast food. But it's good, fast food. And it would be easy to put on a few pounds just surveying the sweet treats. And the gas at Buc-ee's makes it worth planning your trip to where you need to get gas when you're going by the Beaver Spot. So on my way back, I filled up in Florida, and it was $3.79 a gallon for the premium that I use. I have a turbo engine in my car, so I use the premium. This was somewhere in Florida. I needed gas again when I got to Buc-ee's in Alabama. So $3.79 in Florida, it was $2.99 for the same premium at Buc-ee's. So I'm telling you, if you're traveling by Buc-ee's, kind of plan it so you need to get gas at Buc-ee's, because it's a lot cheaper there. So St. Augustine, Florida, where my uncle lives on the beach, is promoted as the oldest city in America. It is a quaint treasure along the Florida East Coast. So much of this small city is historically authentic. Parts of St. Augustine remind you of New Orleans, and there are countless oak trees with moss dripping from their branches. St. George Street in downtown St. Augustine is a unique pedestrian walkway with restaurants and bars and a few indigenous shops that are indigenous to the culture, like cigar shops. But they also have the cheesy t-shirt shops as well. The area built around Ponce de Leon's landing spot and his discovery of the Fountain of Youth provides a wealth of history about one of the oldest settlements in America. Ponce de Leon landed in America in 1513, and the Pilgrims didn't land in America, further north, until 1620. The Fountain of Youth exhibit allows you to drink from the Fountain of Youth. And again, it doesn't taste that great, but a lot of people believe that it's the Fountain of Youth. There are, as I said just a moment ago, there are 30 different minerals, and sulfur is really prominent there. So, you know, it doesn't taste the greatest. It doesn't smell the best. It doesn't smell like really great water, but it's got 30 minerals in it. So it apparently is good for you. Maybe that's where the legend comes from. You also get to attend different demonstrations, like there's a blacksmith, and they show how the blacksmith made everything from forks to the nails used to build housing and buildings to the crossbow, which was used to defend the land that Ponce de Leon had just discovered. What about the Native Americans? That's a whole different story. You know, I loved that my trip was ad-libbed. It really wasn't planned out. I just took off to go see my uncle for a couple of days, and after that, I didn't know what I was going to do. So I decided to go south. I made a random stop in Daytona Beach, which was really cool. A lot of thong bikinis on the beach. Then at the last minute, I decided, you know, look, I'm this close to Disney. I'm not going to pass it up. I know it's hot AF, and kids are going to be everywhere, but I did it anyway. I went to Disney. And yeah, there were kids and strollers all over the parks, and I couldn't help but wonder why there are no adult strollers, you know, where we take turns pushing each other. I mean, why is that not acceptable, an adult stroller? You know, you get an adult stroller, and hey, it's my turn, so, you know, you push me around, then I'll push you around. Come on, we need a break, too. Well, with only one day planned at Disney, I managed to go to the Hollywood Studios, the Magic Kingdom, back to the Hollywood Studios, then Epcot, and then back to the Magic Kingdom, all in one day. I saw the fireworks at Epcot at 9 and the Magic Kingdom at 10. And then driving out, I decided, well, I'm just going to stop at Disney Springs, which is an area on the Disney property covered with cool Disney shops and restaurants and bars and a few rides. Disney Springs is free. And they even have a Cirque du Soleil there, where it stays there all the time, Cirque du Soleil. They're still managed from Canada, but they have this permanent location at Disney Springs. And again, it's free, but since you don't leave there without spending money, is it really free? But going to all these parks in one day and walking around, I enjoyed the ambiance of Disney World. I did the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and Terror is an apt way to describe the ride. It's really kind of crazy. I also went on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which I posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, a part of that. The ride is based on the Disney movie The Princess and the Frog and was built on the old Splash Mountain site. It was about a 30-minute wait in kind of intense heat, but it was worth it. The animatronics and all of that, it just was incredible. And the fact that you're kind of floating on water on this ride made it seem very refreshing. And then the big splash at the end where almost everybody gets a bit of a splash of water. You know, I didn't get to Space Mountain. I didn't get to a lot of things that I usually do at Disney. But it occurred to me that Disney World is just magical. The meticulous grounds that are always so pristine, the attention to every detail, the congenial attitude of the employees known as cast members, and the overall landscape of Disney imagery all make Disney World and Disneyland, I've been there too, very special places. For families, Disney World can be a nightmare with kids wanting to do everything and, not wanting to leave the mandatory visit through the gift shop that is at the end of every ride. I'm sure parents have a tough time getting the kids through there without buying something at every gift shop. But especially in this divided America in which we live, Disney World is an escape from the reality of politics, and it certainly was for me. And that was a great reward for me. We get so deeply invested in representing our side in political debates that we think that politics is everything. One thing that I've always known, but was reminded about on this trip, was that politics doesn't have to be everything to everybody. It doesn't have to be the thing that we live and breathe every day. politics doesn't have to be the thing that we pay that much attention to. Of course we need to pay attention to it. Yes, we need to vote, but we don't have to use politics to define who we are. A few years ago at Disney World, a patron wore a MAGA hat at the parks, and he was told to remove it. And he didn't remove it. I think he left. I'm not sure about the whole story, but ultimately the man came back and put his MAGA hat on at Disney World, and he proclaimed, "I have freedom of speech. I have the right to wear this hat." Well, that inspired Disney World to make a rule banning MAGA hats. But I assume that's a ban against just any political attire, not just MAGA hats. You know, don't bring your political crap to places like Disney World. You know, the banning of the MAGA hat by Disney was a reminder that, hey, Disney's Disney, and it's not totally part of America. You know, if Disney wants to do something and it conflicts with rules in America, Disney will do it. Don't like it? Don't go to Disney World. But if you can't leave your politics at home in a setting like Disney World, then I think you might have a problem. This sabbatical that I took away from talking about politics was just a great reminder that we should not allow politics to be the only thing that defines us as humans and as Americans. And Disney World provides a temporary escape into this magical area where we are not defined by politics. So I totally enjoyed that. And I really hope that on your vacation, if you've taken it or haven't taken it, or whenever you go somewhere, I hope you take time to, especially if you're a political junkie, I hope you take time to take a break from the politics and don't let politics define you at a place like Disney World or somewhere where you're on vacation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.